WDW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, April 24th, 2013. I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and I'm here to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience, bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are, with this live broadcast, which you can join in every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can also subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or listen right on the site. There you can also find my blog, discussion forums, videos, newsletter, free WDW Radio app, my Walt Disney World trivia books, my audio tours of Walt Disney World, and so much more. Again, the site is wdwradio.com. Really excited for tonight's newscast. Hope you are as well, too. And tonight's broadcast is brought to you by our friends over at audible.com, where you can get a free audiobook download by visiting audibletrial.com/WDW Radio. There's more than 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, any MP3 player, including so many different Disney books like Ridley Pearson's Kingdom Keeper series, which, as you know, is not only part of our Disney Book Club series going on this month, but Ridley's also going to be joining us on our WDW Radio Cruise this November 2nd through the 9th on the Disney Fantasy. Again, audibletrial.com/WDW Radio. So let's get right into the news from the parks this week. We currently have, after the Avenger Rail and the Toronto Rail, we have the Monster Rail, because there's a new monorail at Walt Disney World, because Monorail Teal now features the cast of Disney Pixar's new movie, Monsters University, with Mike and Sully, a whole host of characters, when that comes out in theaters on June 21st. So now we've got the Man-O-Rail, the Iron Man 3 monorail going on the Magic Kingdom loop, and the Monsters University wrap going on as well, too. Really starting to dig what they're doing with these. This is not a full-blown wrap, but it's fun to see some of the characters there. You love watching the reactions of not just kids, but parents as well, either when they see it go by or they want to ride it. It adds a little bit of a little nice touch to it, sort of like wrapping a bus in a city. I have no problem with it. I like when they do it. I love the Iron Man rail. Really think it's sharp as it goes by on the Magic Kingdom loop as well. All right, coming to Downtown Disney again in June, Car Masters Weekend is going to be returning. The third annual event is going to be held June 14th through the 16th, 2013. Guests are going to have the chance to meet characters from Cars 2. They can view a car show with lots of custom and classic cars, a lot of other family-friendly activities. Circle this on the calendar, especially if you're local. Even if you're not into cars, it's a fun event for the whole family. It takes place in Downtown Disney. A lot of chance to check out some neat stuff going on there. Really cool, fun cars as well. But listen, if cars not your thing, these are the droids you are looking for. The droids you're looking for, because if you want to build your own droid, you no longer have to go to Disney's Hollywood Studios or Tatooine, because now there's a second location in Walt Disney World. Once Upon a Toy at the Downtown Disney Marketplace now has also added a Star Wars droid factory kiosks that allows you to go out, assemble your own droid figure from a variety of different parts and components, pretty much exactly the same as what's inside Tatooine Traders at Disney's Hollywood Studios. You pick your body, you pick your head, you pick your different legs. There's different hats for the droid as well, too. And they're all about sort of the original Star Wars figure size from 1977. So he will fit into your little land speeder if the case may be. A lot of fun. Again, Star Wars Weekends, don't forget, runs May 17th through June 9th, 2013. Going to be a lot less crowded now if you want to go build your droid than during Star Wars Weekend. A lot of fun. Fun for kids and kids at heart, like myself. All right, let's turn from cars and droids and monorails and all forms of transportation to what's really important, and that is, of course, food. Because a new ice cream parlor, phone the neighbors, wake the kids, a new ice cream parlor is coming to Epcot's France Pavilion. That's going to replace the former Boulangerie Patisserie Bakery, and I'm going to butcher this name, forgive me, all of you in France, L'Artisan des Glaces. I think that means really good ice cream shop in French. That's going to open mid-June 2013. A lot of good stuff coming up this summer. 16 flavors of homemade ice cream and sorbets made fresh in-house, right? It's like good pasta. When you make it fresh in-house, it just tastes better, especially if you're in Paris. Adults want a little kick with your sweet treat? You're going to have the option, if you're over 21, to pair a shot of French liqueur with a lot of the different flavors. It's sort of like a wine pairing with ice cream. I dig it. I sense a research trip in my future. L'Artisan de Glalala, the ice cream place, is, again, going to open in mid-June 2013. I will definitely be there. Speaking of and continuing on with food, the Boardwalk Bakery, where I love spending early mornings sitting on the boardwalk with a nice cup of coffee, some sort of baked treat, watching the sun come up over the Yacht and Beach Club. That's going to reopen this Friday, April 26th at 6:15 a.m. It's like a concert or new toys at Toys R Us. You need to get there early. After a several-month renovation, new look, new entrance, new queue, new signage, lots more. More importantly, an expanded menu. So now it's not just going to be a couple of sandwiches, pastry treats. There's going to be soup, salad, sandwich combos, pastries, some specialty beverages. I'm curious to try those out. And a refillable mug station. So if you're staying at a Boardwalk Inner Villas, you can go over and refill your mug over at the Boardwalk Bakery as well, too. Again, one of my favorite places to enjoy an early morning cup of coffee before you head out to the parks. Moving over to the parks, more specifically, the Magic Kingdom. This past week, the Magic Kingdom started limited testing, which means for a short amount of time to a limited number of guests, don't know how or where you can participate, but they started testing a Pirate's Adventure, Treasures of the Seven Seas. Again, very early playtest. No announced opening date as yet. Maybe we'll hear about that later on this week. Very, very early sort of beta, alpha version of the attraction where Disney is going to certainly take into account guest input, response, flow, how it sort of plays in with the Adventureland environment into account. What you do at this current time is you head over to the Crow's Nest in Adventureland. You're given a map and a magic talisman, and you go on one of five pirate raids through Adventureland. Very much like Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, where you're given a map and you're told where to begin your quest. This is the same kind of concept taking place only at Adventureland. And you'll sort of complete tasks along the way to sort of follow this pirate raid. And unlike Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom, sort of more akin to the H&P World Showcase Adventure, you're very much going to interact with the environment, and there's going to be a lot of physical effects taking place instead of just computer screens. Again, early testing taking place this week, getting some nice feedback I'm seeing on Twitter and Facebook about it. If you've had a chance to play test the Pirate's Adventure, I'd love for you to come by, comment in the show notes, tweet me, or send me a link over on Facebook. Again, this might be something we may be hearing and seeing more about later on this week, because Thursday and Friday is sort of the big pre-summer media event called the Monstrous Summer Event. I'm going to be there covering it live to follow along with me. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at Lou Mangiello, facebook.com/Lou Mangiello. If possible, I will live broadcast, and that's the way you'll be able to find out if and when I can do that. I think what we're going to hear, and I don't want to sort of spoil any of the announcements, but I think we're going to hear some things about Fantasyland, some of the updates. Remember, Fantasyland, not complete, right? We've got the Mine Train, the Princess Fairytale Hall still under construction. I think we'll learn more about the Pirates game, maybe get a chance to test that as well. Maybe some games that may be coming to some of the other parks, like Disney's Animal Kingdom, some updates on the Grand Floridian Disney Vacation Club. And I think we'll hear about some of those Disney Cruise Line rumors that we talked about last week. My bet, if I'm a betting, forget, I am a betting man. I do not think we're going to see a new ship. I think we may see a refurbishment to one of the classic ships, but we will wait and see. This is part of what is fun about these events, is waiting to see what Disney has not announced, what they have up their sleeve. Speaking of what's coming, there's another WDW Radio On the Road event coming up this summer. Speaking about a monstrous summer, this June, another event, because this time I'm going home to Jersey and I want to see you while I'm there. June 21st through the 23rd, I'm going back to Jersey for our next WDW Radio On the Road event. We're going to have an event over at the Hilton Garden Inn in Edison, New Jersey, with a catered lunch, mixers, activities, contests, a game show, live recording of the show. We're also going to have a charity auction, pin and vinyl mation trading, a Disney gift exchange. If you're staying at the hotel, and you should, Friday and Saturday nights, we're going to have a door decorating contest, lots more. We're going to have some optional dinners on Friday night. We're going to go over to Menlo Park Mall to the Rainforest Cafe. Saturday night, we're going to go to the world famous Harold's Deli. If you think it's not your mother's pastrami sandwich, trust me, pastrami sandwiches aren't this big. They're this big. It's enough for a small nation, let alone a small family. A lot of fun there. We're also going to go see, speaking of Monsters University, Saturday night, we're going to head out to Monsters University as well, too, as a group over to Menlo Park Mall. And Sunday, we have another sort of as yet details unannounced activity. Call it sort of a picnic in the park and a WDW Radio running team event for non-athletes. So you can find out all the information by visiting the events page over at wdwradio.com. Tickets went on sale tonight. Everything is very limited number. So if you aren't interested in coming from Jersey, from New York, from Connecticut, from anywhere, I suggest getting your tickets now. Everything is open to and certainly welcoming for the entire family. We had a great time last year in New York City. Wanted to really expand on the concept this week, this year, and make it a weekend-long event. So I hope to get a chance to see and meet many of you the weekend of June 21st through the 23rd. Quick also programming reminder, in addition to the podcast and the newscast every Wednesday night at 7:30, as I mentioned at the top of the show, Ridley Pearson's Kingdom Keepers series of books is currently our next book in our WDW Radio Disney Book Club, where you can sort of read along, follow along with other people reading the book, ask and answer questions on the blog. We've had Ridley on the show. We're going to have him back on the show again next week. If you want to get into the box early, say about 6:30 p.m. Eastern, come on in, talk with others about the book club, Kingdom Keepers, the cruise, anything else. I invite you guys to come in. The box is always open, right? My door is always open. The box is always open. I'll try and get in a little bit early if I can as well, too. Don't forget, too, about other events. Meet to the Month, Toronto, D23 Expo. We've got the free WDW Radio app for your iPhone or Android device. Lots more going on over at the site as well. And please come by, rate and review the show over in iTunes. And you know I want to hear from you. Call the voicemail 407-900-9391. Send in your photos from the Disney parks. You take self-shot photos with your camera. Send it in for Self-Shot Tuesdays by emailing it to photos@wdwradio.com. I'm sure I'm forgetting something else, but you can find everything by visiting the site over at wdwradio.com. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to tune in this and every week. Join us every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern here at wdwradiolive.com. I am Lou Mangiello from WDW Radio. Thanks so much for watching. Have a great week, everybody. See ya.